It's October as I record this, and it's 80 fucking degrees. What the fuckity fuck fuck? We're in fall. This is not hanging your crotch in front of the air conditioner weather. I mean, it's not supposed to be the time for hanging your crotch in front of the air conditioner weather. God, it's just so fucking hot, but that's okay, because soon the sun's gonna go down. And as a theme song reminds us, after the sun goes down, someone's gonna live, someone's gonna die. Yeah, this was a very belabored intro, because, yeah, those lines are from the Baywatch Nights theme song, which is kind of morbid now that I think about it. Like, I never actually paid attention to what the lyrics were, but someone's gonna live, which thankfully, hopefully, is all of them, but someone's gonna die. Which I guess, I mean, really, if you think about it, that's just the way of life. Like, every day, someone in the world is gonna die. It's doesn't necessarily mean, like, they died through, like, malicious means. They could die of natural causes in their sleep. It happens. But for real, though, it is fucking fuckety-fuck as hot today. What the hell? Fucking global warming. Anyways, this is Velvet Owl Watches Baywatch Nights So You Don't Have To, where, for some reason, I, Velvet Owl, decided watching every episode of Baywatch Nights was a good idea. But I'm up to episode 13 from season 1, the 13th episode altogether, and it's called Payback, which is, like, one of the most generic, like, titles for, like, anything detective-related. So who knows what the fuck it could be about? Someone is gonna get payback on someone. And maybe money's involved. I don't know. Let me... Can I avoid pressing start? No, I have to do it as part of this, What do I mean, what do I have to do this? I'm making this podcast myself. No one has a gun to my head forcing me to watch these things. Which just makes it worse, really, that I'm doing this to myself. So we start off with this woman, a very lovely woman in a yellow bikini. Because, you know, it's the Baywatch franchise. Of course you're gonna have, like, lovely women in swimsuits. That's, like, at least 60% of each episode. And she's running across the beach, and she's swimming. She's all lovely, except the music is very ominous. Why is the music so ominous? Someone's watching her, and we see a gun with a silencer pulled out, and she's shot! She doesn't scream or anything, so I don't know, I guess it doesn't hurt. And she falls to the ground, and her nipples are poking up, which... I know! I'm ashamed of myself for noticing that. But that is another Baywatch trope. I've actually seen interviews, I think it was Alexandra Paul, said that they were always told, before shooting, ice up your nipples. And it is just part of Baywatch. So, her nipples are pointing straight up while she dies. Opening credits, blah blah blah. And now we've got a bunch of, like, old gangsters. Like, Italian Jewish gangsters or something. They're just very, like, stereotypical gangsters. And they're talking about how this guy is going around killing all of their couriers. So I'm guessing this lady in the yellow bikini was a courier, and she's dead now because of this guy. And, you know, the head gangster guy doesn't want to, like, you know, do business. He doesn't want to be extorted. But the other one's like, you know, we should just maybe give him the money. But this guy, this mystery guy who's killing the couriers, there's only one person he'll accept taking the money from. Bobby. Who apparently is this guy's ex-girlfriend. So, they're thinking, like, maybe he's just trying to hook up with Bobby again, or at least see her, because he's, like, just this creep. Which, okay, I don't know who you are, dude, but I'm gonna say, if you want to get back together with Bobby, killing people is probably not the best way to go about it. Not speaking from personal experience, but I would generally think that that's not going to make a girl want to come back to you. And the problem is, Bobby is retired. But the head gangster guy, he's like, well, she just unretired.
So Hasselhoff and Angie Harmon are on a riverboat cruise because they're celebrating because they actually got paid for once to do a detective thing. So yeah, they're happy and they're drinking champagne. And unfortunately, Angie Harmon is a bit of a lightweight. She had a glass of champagne and now she is fucking stumbling drunk. And Hasselhoff has to help her home to his house. So, you know what he has in mind. Because he could have driven her to her house and dropped her off and said, good night, have a lovely sleep or whatever, be gentlemanly. But he took her to his house. However, Hasselhoff is a gentleman and will not take advantage of her because she is drunk. She asks him, why haven't you ever ripped my clothes off? And he tells her that it's the 90s. Men don't rip off clothes unless they have permission first. What the fuck? Hasselhoff in the 90s understands consent better than most guys these days? What the fuck? I did not see that one coming, okay? I did not. I'm going to take a little bit to process that. Yeah. Wow, he just... No, seriously, he's... He says that you need permission before... I don't know, was it like a brief 90s thing when everything got politically correct and you knew, like, oh, you gotta ask permission first, and then society went, yeah, fuck that. We'll let men do whatever they want because boys will be boys. I'm proud of you, Hasselhoff. I love you. You have made me proud. But Angie Harmon, she's drunk and she wants it. She wants her clothes ripped off. She wants the Hasselhoff. And fortunately, she's drunk. And Hasselhoff, you know, he understands. Woman's drunk. She can't truly, really give consent. It's a tricky area. And it's best to just side on the side of, yeah, just wait till she sobers up and signs a contract saying that it's okay for you to fuck her. I'm not saying that that's how we should get to with one night stands, but it wouldn't hurt if a woman signed a contract while she was sober saying that even if she's drunk later, she is aware, and to a certain level of drunkenness, her consent is still applicable. And I think if we just did this sort of contract thing, society would actually be better. Because we would have less confusion and know, like, okay, here's the rules. Straight ahead. And on both sides, we know what's going on. We know what the deal is. So, but since Angie Harmon has not signed that contract, Hasselhoff is not going to do anything. She strips down to her underwear, which officially makes this the greatest episode of Baywatch Nights ever. Angie Harmon in her underwear. I am not going to say that I rewound that scene about 20 times, but I didn't. I just thought that would be funny to say that I rewound that scene 20 times. It was more like 13. But yeah. But she falls off the bed, and luckily Hasselhoff's still close enough to hear her, so he helps her into the bed, and she thinks, like, all right, Hasselhoff and me in bed. And he's like, no. Sorry, honey, you're still drunk. He gives her a kiss goodnight, and she's like, oh, this is foreplay because you're kissing me. And he's like, no. Sorry, Angie Harmon, you're just not going to get the Hasselhoff tonight. And, you know, he's not any happier about it because, you know, he's going to sleep on the couch. And the insinuation, they don't full-on go, but, yeah, he's gonna jerk off. And how can you not? You just saw Angie Harmon in her underwear. I've got the urge to go to the couch and jerk off now. And you gotta respect Hasselhoff. Because he wants to fuck her. But he's gonna jerk off instead of taking advantage of her while she's drunk. So, fist bump, Hasselhoff. Fist bump. In the morning, Garner shows up, and he hears Angie Harmon, like, in the background. Well, he just hears noise, and Hasselhoff's like, oh, yeah, that's Angie Harmon. She spent the night. And he's like, whoa, hey. And Hasselhoff's like, no, nothing happened. And Garner's like, if you say so. Garner is kind of like, oh, you sly dog. You know you slit her the bone. But Angie Harmon, she wakes up, and she has no recollection. She just knows she's in Hasselhoff's room, in her underwear, and thinking, oh, man, we must have fucked. And at some point, I put my underwear back on after fucking. And she's like, oh, no, this is bad. I shouldn't have gotten so drunk. And that, fellas, is why you don't take a drunk girl's consent as consent. Because she might not be thinking clearly when she's drunk. Her inhibitions are down, and she might do things she'll regret. Like you. Just face it! A girl is always going to regret sleeping with you. It's... Unless you're like David Hasselhoff. But even David Hasselhoff, see? Angie Harmon's regretting sleeping with him. Women will regret sleeping with you. Because they realize you are a bad choice. And you just thank your stars that you were lucky enough to get that far. But... So she puts on one of David Hasselhoff's t-shirts. Or not a t-shirt, a button-up shirt. And runs out of there as fast as she can. And Garner says to Hasselhoff, like, maybe you should tell her that nothing happened. And Hasselhoff's like, eventually. Which, okay, that is kind of a dick move. To just kind of tease and taunt and just kind of torture someone, making them think that they slept with you. Even if you're Hasselhoff. I mean, if Hasselhoff made me think I slept with him, I'd be like, oh, well, okay. I wasn't planning to, but I fucked Hasselhoff. Oh, right, I will go with that. And then he told me, ah, oh, just kidding, I only made you believe. I'd be heartbroken. I'd be sad. I'd be crying, like, Hasselhoff didn't really fuck me. That is why you keep coming back to my podcast. Is shit like that. What other podcast is just going to randomly go into feeling sad that Hasselhoff didn't fuck them? Hey. No other podcast, I tells ya. I don't know, maybe there's a Hasselhoff fan podcast out there where they are sad that they did not get fucked by Hasselhoff. And now we've got Geraldo. Yes, Geraldo fucking Rivera. The one and only. The mustache. The myth. it should be the man, the myth, the mustache. But I just started off with the mustache because that's the truly important part of Geraldo Rivera is the mustache. Fortunately, he's not playing himself. He's playing another character. Because this part would have been even so much better if it was Geraldo playing Geraldo. But I'm going to pretend that it's Geraldo playing Geraldo. So he's coming home to his wife with a bouquet of flowers and a bucket of KFC. Yes. What could be more romantic than flowers and fried chicken? And on top of that, the bucket's open. Like, it's got the lid, and the lid is open. He has been fucking digging into the KFC on the drive home. I bet you that asshole ate, like, most of the skin on the drive home. My God, this is beautiful. This shit like this is why I watch Baywatch Nights. Oh my God! Just, it's fucking hilarious. Oh my God! But it's not that funny because his wife, the aforementioned Bobby, is being kidnapped by the gangsters because you know they need her to deliver the money. And Geraldo, he's a man. He's like, okay, these guys have guns pointed at my wife. I'm going to save her. And he lunges. And falls. On the bucket of chicken. Oh my God. That's fantastic. And one of the gangsters grabs a piece of chicken and eats it. Oh my God. This truly is the greatest episode of Baywatch Nights. Oh my god, I didn't think this could possibly get any better than Angie Harmon in her underwear. I'm gonna pause the recording so that this episode isn't like 40 minutes of me laughing over her all those falling onto fried chicken. So now the photographer boy from the opening credits, who I still don't really know who he is or what he has to do, is he part of the detective agency? I don't know. Like, so far, like, he's been in the opening credits for, like, 3 episodes or so, and all I've seen is, like, him talk to Garner for, like, 30 seconds. So I don't know if he's just a photographer guy, and he owes Donna DeArco some rent money, which he swears he's gonna get, but he needs a little favor from her first. If anyone comes around looking for him, can she tell them that, you know, he got some big assignment and is going to be gone for, like, a month? And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. I mean, just make sure you get my money, but sure, I'll do that for you. Oh, by the way, why are these people looking for you? Oh, I think they're going to try to kill me. And she's like, what? Does it really surprise you? I mean, like, it wasn't going to be good, whatever answer he gave. Normally, you don't say, hey, if people are come around asking for me, tell them I'm gone out of the country for a month. It's generally not because these people are planning, like, a surprise birthday party. You know, it's always something bad if you're gonna have to lie to cover, like, that badly. And then Hasselhoff drives over to Geraldo's house, and he's like, you gotta help me, they kidnapped my wife! So, and that's all we get so far. So I don't know if he's longtime friends with Geraldo, or Geraldo just kind of called him out of nowhere, like, because he is a detective. So maybe, like, he's like, hey, Hasselhoff Detective Agency, you need to help me. My wife has been kidnapped and the criminal ate a piece of my chicken. I shouldn't have mentioned that, because now I'm going to start laughing again over fucking chicken. Geraldo and fried chicken. Seriously, just, oh my god, this episode has been fantastic. But photographer boy is talking to Garner and seeing if he could get some pepper spray. Because, see, here's the thing. He didn't do anything. He was just told to, like, go and get some photos for one of those tabloids, and he's like, well, I need the money. So he went out and he took pictures of this model, and oops, one of the pictures is her dead. And yeah, and in the mirror in the photo there's someone there. It's probably the guy that killed her, so he's probably gonna go kill photographer boy next. Because the guy who wrote the article about the dead model, he's got his head bashed in. Like, oh. And photographer boy can't go to the cops because, you know, he freaked out. Which is understandable. But now, because he went to the guy's house and the police are there because the guy's head's bashed in. And I can understand, like, oh, shit, cops everywhere. I don't know what to do. And you leave. But now you've calmed down, and Garner has talked to you. Now you go to the police. They will understand, like, somewhat. That you're not in suspicion yet, but they're going to want some questions, and, you know, they want you to help out to find who killed him. So, photographer boy, you go to the cops. Go to the cops and get away from the rest of this episode, because I don't like you. So you're not as cool as David Hasselhoff, you're not as funny as Garner, you're not as hot as Angie Harmon, and you don't have a bucket of fried chicken. So the gangsters are talking to Bobby, and she's like, I'm out of it. You can't pull me back in. I'm out of this game. It's too dangerous. And I've got a new life. I've gone legit. I've gone straight.
And they're like, well, you know, this isn't dangerous because you're not going overseas or anything. It's a local job of carrying the money. Oh, yeah, it's to your ex. She's like, no, I can't do it. I'm married now. And the gangster's like, yeah, we'll go get your husband and see how you feel about it then. Her husband, Geraldo, is talking to Hasselhoff Detective Agency, and they found out a lot of things about Bobby. Things that Geraldo didn't know. And probably wasn't really asking, like, what she did for a job. Like, he never... did he just assume that she was a gold digger and living off of his money? Like, seriously, he's like, oh, did you know she spoke this, this, and this? No. Did you know that she was a model? Years ago? Did you know she was a stripper? No. So... did you think she was just, like, kind of, like, this unemployed hussy just sitting around waiting for a sugar daddy? That is what you thought, didn't you? You married her because you wanted a sugar baby. I have no sympathy for you, Geraldo, to find out all this crazy stuff about her, because some of the stuff you could have at least asked. Like, seriously, like, you thought she just didn't have a job or something? Like, oh... you know, she did a lot of traveling. You didn't ask where she was traveling to? I mean, maybe this was before you met, but I don't know. It kind of sounded like she had been doing this traveling while she was with him and kind of made no sort of inquiries. Fuck you, Geraldo. No wonder you're such a horrible investigative journalist. Can't even call what you do journalism. But he's like, I don't know who this is. Well, sorry, boyo. Your dream has been crushed. Meanwhile, Garner is talking to a friend on the force or something, and he's trying to give the details on photographer boy's situation. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care about that B-plot. So they could just fuck off and go. I want more Geraldo and fried chicken. And if you can get some more shots of Angie Harmon in underwear, that would be great. But I don't need any more because I got plenty of that. But I do want more Geraldo with fried chicken. So Hasselhoff and Angie Harmon call somebody of theirs that has access to some sort of info. Who's going to go and find the info on Bobby, which apparently is like 50 pages worth of phone numbers. And they're going to go and, I guess... investigate each phone number and see what comes up. Man, I hope you guys are getting paid good for this case. Like, good enough to take another boat cruise. Meanwhile, Geraldo has gone to the bar, and some of the thugs from the criminal gangster guys, they say, come with me to the bathroom. It's about your wife. And then they knock him out and kidnap him. You know, he seemed ready to go with them. I don't know if the knocking him out part was necessary. Yeah, you could have just, like, kept asking, like, dude, we're gonna kill your wife if you don't come with us. For me, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll come with you. I'm not gonna make a scene. I don't want you to kill my wife. Fucking psycho. But you know, it is Geraldo, and any excuse to knock him out, you kind of gotta take, right? Meanwhile, Garner and Photographer Boy are at some Irish bar. You know it's Irish because they got, like, the Irish music playing. I can't sing the Irish music. But you know the kind that you think of when you think of leprechauns. And Garner goes and he beats some guys up. I probably missed, and I'm not going to rewind, the significance of these two random guys in the bar. But Carter just goes and cold knocks both of them and then goes to the back office. So I don't know, maybe like they were guarding, except they weren't like in front of the door or anything. But I guess they probably would have stopped them. I'm like, oh, yo, hold on, you can't go to the back room. And Garner's like, ah, fuck, I can't. And he goes, and then the guy who's in the back room, Garner just starts wailing on him. So I'm kind of glad actually now that this B-plot has happened, just to see Garner kick some ass. Because it's always fun. Dude just packs a wall up. And he's like, I know you killed a model, but I don't give a fuck. What I care about is my friend here, the photographer boy. He took that picture, so he's protected by me. You ain't gonna kill him. He actually said it much more eloquently than I just paraphrased it. But so the guy's like, oh yeah, stop punching me. Yeah, okay, I got it. I'm not gonna kill that guy. Now, I know you're probably thinking also, like, wait, isn't this police brutality? Why are you cheering on Garner? Which, okay, this was the golden age of police brutality on TV. I'll give you that. And a lot of it has not aged well. Sorry, Christopher Maloney. I love you, but, yeah, you are, like, serious, like, anger issues. But it's not the same, because Garner is not a policeman. He's a private detective. And so while police brutality is bad, I think we're still cool with private detective brutality. I don't know. I may have to check on that one. But so the gangsters brought Geraldo over to their place, and they broke his nose, which I wonder, is that like a subtle reference to when he got his nose broken on an episode of his TV show and got hit with a chair? Oh, man, that was brilliant. Okay, could, if you're going to do references, please, please, some Al Capone reference next. There was nothing in Al Capone's vault, but it wasn't Geraldo's fault. Not really. That's kind of an obvious cut. But, you know, they tell Bobby, like, you're going to make the run or we kill your husband. And she's like, okay, fine, I'll do it, but not in these clothes. Which, I mean, you know, you might think, like, ha ha, I'm sure the criminals are like, ha ha ha, yeah, whatever. Like, oh, you're Miss Princess having to wear special clothes. But if you think about it, if she normally, like, dresses up or has kind of fancy clothes when she makes these runs, then shouldn't she be wearing those kind of clothes? Or else this run, the guy's going to kind of be like, huh, this is a little suspicious. She normally doesn't dress this way when she's making her runs. Hmm. So, Bobby is thinking ahead. She's playing 4D chess while the rest of you guys are playing Parcheesi. Now, photographer boy is in his dark room and he's developing the pictures. The pictures that already got printed in the tabloid. So I don't know why he's reprinting them. I guess because he wants to blow up to see who is the guy in the mirror. So he blows it up and, oh my god, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's blurry. And, I mean, I don't know if it's just the quality of this YouTube video I'm watching where it's just too blurry for me to see, but I get the sense even if I was watching this in, like, 4K, I still would have no idea, like, who this person is. Like, oh, was it the guy from the Irish bar that they just talked to, or just some random person that photographer boy knows? Like, is there something secretly sinister that I should be aware of? I don't know. Maybe this will play out later in the episode. Now, the plan is, so, wait, what part of the plan am I in? I've lost track. Okay, so Hasselhoff and Angie Harmon are in pursuit. No, they're not. They're on stakeout. They're on stakeout, and Hasselhoff's kind of teasing her because he still hasn't told her that, you know, they didn't fuck the other night. And then she's kind of squirming about it, and she's about to admit something, but, oh, stakeout duty. The people are going, and they got to follow. And so the plan of the criminal mastermind, he's like saying, okay, Bobby, here's the briefcase. You take it to the douchebag guy that's trying to extort me and just leave it on the floor and walk away. Because, yeah, no, nothing suspicious about that. Just, don't open it. Just put it down. And once she's off on her way, they figure, you know, what harm is it going to do to tell fucking Geraldo Rivera what really is going on? See, there's not money in that briefcase. There's a bomb. And the minute it gets set down on the floor in front of this scumbag, other scumbag guy, kablooey! The unfortunate part of it is that, well, they're in a train station, so in addition to all the other people in the train station that go kablooey, Bobby goes kablooey, and
Geraldo, he can't handle that. So he starts fucking wailing on the other guys. Like, okay, not like wailing, like, because he is Geraldo. So, but he gets some good punches in on the other guys and runs out of the car and goes chasing after Bobby. And all the cops do their thing when they're swarming on the criminal, who calls for his lawyer. Because remember, people, only guilty people call for a lawyer in TV shows. Isn't it amazing? Like, if you ever, like, if you watch enough Law and Order and then stop to think about that, and I think, like, every other, like, police procedural, that's like, huh, it's always guilty people that call the lawyers, or it seems very guilty of them, at least, when they ask to speak to a lawyer and don't want to talk straight to the cops. Even though that is what you should fucking do, because that is your constitutional rights. Because you don't have to make the police's case for them. They have to make that case. So you call a lawyer to make sure they can't fuck you over and get you on some sort of technicality when you're really not guilty. So, I've gotten to the point when I do watch police procedurals, I kind of cheer for the people who call their lawyers. But meanwhile, remember, there is the bomb. And Geraldo tells Hasselhoff, like, shit, there's a bomb. And as soon as she sets the briefcase down, it's going to go kablooey. So Hasselhoff chases after them. Even though this is a giant train station and he doesn't know which way it is, Angie Harmon has been set to, you know, follow her. But, you know, they've no way to, like, let her know. So Hasselhoff just has to run and figure out which direction it is. And so Bobby is talking to, like, the scumbag, and he's like, she's like, whatever, sucks that you killed people, that was not cool. But she's about to set down the briefcase, and remember, the minute the briefcase gets set down, kablooey. And then we've got Hasselhoff, slow motion running, because that's his thing. I mean, he does it on Baywatch Days too. He just slow motion runs. And my god, the suspense is almost there. Like, maybe if they had gotten, like, better music and a little bit more precise editing, this scene actually would have worked. Because it is, like, just so fucking, like, attempting tension. The briefcase is about to be put on the floor. It's, like, just inches away. And here comes Hasselhoff! And he just lunges himself, grabs the briefcase that prevents it from falling to the floor. However, now he's stuck on his back and having to wait for the bomb squad because, you know, the moment it hits the floor, kabooey! But, and ironically, Hasselhoff is wearing his Adidas bomber jacket. So the scumbag realizes, like, wait a minute, this guy just kind of tackled the briefcase, wait a minute, I'm getting fucked over here. I'm getting swindled. So he chases after Bobby, and he slaps Bobby, because, you know, he's a big man. He's gonna beat this woman down. Unfortunately, this was in full view of Geraldo. And Geraldo goes into berserker rage. And no, I am not kidding. Geraldo just jumps on this guy, starts punching him, knocks him to the ground. It's like, I'll kill you! I'll kill you! God, it's beautiful. I love Berserker Geraldo. This is fantastic. And so, things are good on that front. Photographer boy, he developed the pictures, and he figures, you know, Garner helped him. He's going to help Garner. He's going to hand over these pictures, and you see, it's going to be used as evidence. It's handed over to police chief. They're going to take that scumbag down for the murder. For the murder. So, I don't know. I don't know if Photographer Boy is now officially part of the Detective Hasselhoff agency. I meant the Hasselhoff Detective Agency. Sure, whatever. And Angie Harmon has to come clean and ask David Hasselhoff, like, what happened? What happened between us? And Hasselhoff's like, nothing. Because he's a gentleman. He is not going to take advantage of her while she's drunk. And he points out to her that, you know, and we made that agreement when we first started the company that we would never mix personal with private, wait, not private, our personal and professional lives. And Angie Harmon is actually kind of sad. Because deep down, she wants to hassle Hoff. She wanted to ride the Hoff, even if she was drunk. There's part of her that still wanted him to take advantage and rip off her clothes, even though drunk girls cannot give consent to have their clothes ripped off. And Hasselhoff is well aware of that. And she asked him, like, do you wish to change the agreement? And Hasselhoff says, no, but I wish we never made it in the first place. And then he says, don't ever make me make promises like that again. So does that mean the arrangement is off and now they're going to start fucking? Which, you know, was obvious from, like, episode one that Hasselhoff was going to fuck her. Of course, I also was saying Hasselhoff was going to fuck the psychic. And, you know, as far as we know, he might have fucked the psychic. My headcanon, he's fucked the psychic. I wish you were back. I wish the psychic came back. I like the psychic better than I like Photographer Boy. But yeah, I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to see in future episodes. Do they fully hook up? Like, was this officially they are getting rid of their agreement and Hasselhoff is going to bang her? I don't know. But that was the 13th episode down. And I've got, like, 31? Oh! Don't tell me that. 31 episodes. That is a lot of episodes. Maybe more episodes will feature Angie Harmon in underwear. And more episodes will feature Geraldo in a berserker rage. Oh, man. This episode was actually pretty good. Just for, like, for Angie Harmon in underwear and berserker rage Geraldo. I'm a simple man. Sometimes that's all I need. So, until next time, I love you guys.